This week's episode of the Sing Out Radio Magazine is sponsored by Blue Roses, the latest release from New York's award-winning singer-songwriter Rachel Sage.
I can get away from you, you're tea and I'm
Celebrated for her soulful vocals and unusual keyboard style, Rachel Sage has become one of the busiest touring artists in independent music. Blue Roses, featuring the single English Tea, in stores and on iTunes now. Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Sharon Shannon and her collection 1990 to 2004 on Compass Records, and we heard the great old American tune, Sandy River Bell. This week, we return with a third installment of folk rock from the UK, but this edition focuses more on contemporary players who are keeping the sound alive. Fairport Convention was pretty much the band that laid the groundwork back in the 60s, and they're still around once in a while. They play at their festival in Cropperty, and they get together once in a while and tour as well. Here's Fairport with a live rendition of Richard Thompson's tune, How Many Times. Here's Fairport Convention on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
You broke my heart so many times that I can't
Oh yes, the Oyster Band from their recording Little Rock to Leipzig, and Sonny Curtis's classic tune, I Fought the Law. That's on Rykodisc Cooking Vinyl Records. Good stuff. And before that, we heard from a great melodeon player named Rod Stradling. His recording is called Rhythms of the Wold, W-O-L-D, on Green Linnet Records. And we heard a couple of tunes that were pretty much Morris dance tunes, The Caswell Coconut Dance and Polstead Road from Rod Stradling. And we let off that set with Fairport. They've been together off and on all these years. This is from a collection called A Lasting Spirit, The Collection, from Fairport Convention. And we heard a Richard Thompson tune, How Many Times? That's on Sanctuary Records. We are listening to contemporary folk rock from the UK and beyond this week, finishing up our three-part special. Jennifer Cutting and her Ocean Orchestra takes an interesting look at British folk music and folk rock. This is from their recording, Songs for the Night Sea Journey, and the title track, which is taken from a Gustav Holst piece. Here's Jennifer Cutting's Ocean Orchestra on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. My friends told me. My friends told me. My friends told me. My friends told me. We gotta make time for them. My friends are the only understood what I've been at. My friends, they should know by now. I see them come and go, like spring when leaves grow, in the autumn when it's cold. My good friends, the young folk, they know, yeah, they know by now.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1449. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Sharon Shannon, her collection from 1990 to 2005 on Compass Records. And we heard a tune called Rathlin Island, and Sharon was playing the flute. the whistle, actually, on that track. And before that, we heard from a young band from Ireland called The Young Folk, and their recording is called The Little Battle. We heard the lead-off track, a tune called My Friends. That's on Pixie Pace Records, The Young Folk. And before that, from a band that sounds an awful lot like Fairport to me. Fairport were starting up now. I think they'd sound a little bit like the Snow Goose. Snow Goose is the name of the band. And the recording is Harmony Springs. And we heard a tune called Whispers and Echoes. And that's on Bada Bing Records from Snow Goose. And we let off with Jennifer Cutting's Ocean Orchestra from their recording Songs for the Night Sea Journey. And we heard a tune from Gustav Holst, A Prayer for Safekeeping. Jennifer Cutting's Ocean Orchestra is on Sunsign Records. We are listening to contemporary folk rock from the UK and beyond, and there's a new band, at least to me, I just discovered them in the past few months, called Bellowhead, a big band of players who take traditional tunes and turn them all around. This is from their recording Broadside and a tune called Roll the Woodpile Down. This is Bellowhead on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Sucks down his second Dixie. Dear boy, They just don't understand me. How could they? They've not seen the things that I've seen, even then. Why should they believe me? They look at me now, not at what I have been, dear boy. We lived in Paris. I bought Lily a piano for the place in Montmartre. They look at me now, and I know they despise me, but what can they know of the love in my heart?
Thank you.
Very favorite Richard Thompson tunes, Wall of Death. That's from Acoustic Classics, recent recording from Richard. He's been keeping the folk rock flame burning for a long time. We are listening to contemporary folk rock from the UK and beyond. And before that, we heard from Julie Fowlis and a Scots Gaelic mouth music tune from her recording Every Story. That was Julie Fowlis, and she records on Macaire music. And before that, another of my favorites, Martin Simpson, from his recording True Stories. We heard one of his tunes, a tune called An Englishman Abroad. That's on Topic Records from Martin Simpson. And we let off that set with a giant band called Bellowhead from their recording Broadside. We heard an American tune, really a Southern tune, Roll the Woodpile Down. It's an American riverboat shanty from Bellowhead. And they record on their own record label called Navigator. We are listening to contemporary folk rock from the UK and beyond this week. We're going to open up this last set with Eliza Carthy from her recording Heat, Light, and Sound, and a couple of tunes, 10,000 Miles and Baca Pipes. Here's Eliza Carthy on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Bye.
Alistair Frazier's band Skydance and the title track of their recording Way Out to Hope Street, which was inspired by a street sign in a railway station in Glasgow. Way Out to Hope Street. That's on Colburnie Music. And before that, Eliza Carthy from her recording Heat, Light, and Sound. And we heard 10,000 Miles and Baca Pipes. That's on Topic Records. Hope you've enjoyed this final installment of our folk rock from the UK and beyond, listening to some more contemporary things today on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1449.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning.